time now for your comments. And first, a lot of you wrote in about our story on the 400th birthday of the King James Bible. Phrases from the King James pop up in our everyday speech.
Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket.
Apple of his eye.
Can a leopard change its spots?
Put your house in order.
Put words in her mouth.
The root of the matter.
By the skin of your teeth.
By the sweat of your brow.
The straight and narrow.
The writing is on the wall.
Well, Mike Reed of Corpus Christi, Texas, wrote us via email, and he said this, "Although I am an atheist and humanist, I feel we seriously harm our understanding of Western history and culture if we dismiss either Christianity or its scripture. Barbara Bradley Haggerty's story on the 400th anniversary of the King James Bible was a marvelous illustration of that book's lasting influence on our language and literature." We did manage to get one thing wrong, however. We said that President George W. Bush quoted from the King James Version when he said this in a speech after the Space Shuttle Columbia disaster in 2003.
Lift your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry hosts one by one and calls them each by name.
Well, Eric Carter of Atlanta correctly pointed out that line comes from the New International Version of the Bible, not the King James. And we have another correction. This one comes from our remembrance of sound engineer Roger Nichols. He's best known for his work creating the sound of Steely Dan recordings. During our conversation with Steely Dan's Donald Fagen, we had said that the group's hit Ricky Don't Lose That Number came from its debut album. And several of you, after our first feed of the show, immediately wrote us to tell us we were wrong. The song was off their third album, Pretzel Logic. We did get some praise. Mitch Beaver of Westtown, Pennsylvania writes, "Thank you for memorializing Roger Nichols. I grew up listening to this guy's work and had no idea. I went right home, pulled out my vinyl copy of Gaucho, and stared into the perfect sound coming from 2 4-foot-high Marantz HD 880 speakers. Nothing sounds like that anymore." Well, please keep your letters coming. You can write to us by visiting npr.org. Just click on Contact Us.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tea?
This is All Things Considered.